Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
So I pull around the corner and I find a parking spot. And I parked my 65 on the street between these other two cars. And I get out, I lock my car, I turn my lights off, and I start walking around the corner. Well, when I come around the corner, all of a sudden I see all these Mexicans walking behind me, and they all got guns. And I'm wondering, what the hell have they got all them guns for? I mean, they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 5.9 millimeters. They got 38s and 22s. And I'm wondering, what the hell did they get all these guns for? And I'm walking in front of them, and they're walking down the street with all these guns in their hands. And all of a sudden, they start blasting.
I'm making weak at the knees. Come on, baby.
every department was supposed to do a skit, and I ended up being Mr. Money. And I came out there with all green and some brown color shoes, and I had a black Dracula cape, white Devo glasses, and then I had black leather gloves on with zippers on the back, and I had a green headband that they had stuffed dollar bills in my headband. So I came out, and I would kiss the money, and I would laugh, and I would go, yeah, I got the money. I'm the money man. And I would pull up a dollar, and I'd go, oh, what's this dollar doing in here with all of my 50s and my hundreds? And I would take it out and ball it up and throw it in the audience.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything. From towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody should be able to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. And now, welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it started off today at about 85 degrees. And as it's gotten closer to the evening, the weather has gone down just a little bit. Now it's about 75 degrees. But the sun is shining, the sky is blue, and it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. So it's a beautiful time of year to come to Las Vegas and enjoy yourself, because it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. After all, it's the entertainment capital of the world. So, welcome to Las Vegas. All right, let's talk NBA basketball. Yeah. All right.
What's up, DJ Papa D? Are you connected with us? Do you know how you're feeling today?
Hey, G Money, I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. It's been a warm day, and I've been involved in so many things here in Vegas that I had to take a time out to get myself together. So let's talk NBA basketball. Okay, what's the standing of the basketball season right now? Let's start with the Western Conference. Let's start off with the Northwest Division. Is Utah still running the show over there?
In the Northwest Division, Utah Jazz is on top with 38 wins, followed by the Denver Nuggets with 33 wins. Then it's the Portland Trail Blazers with 30 wins, Oklahoma City with 20 wins, and Minnesota Timberwolves with 13 wins.
It doesn't look like Minnesota's going to make it to the playoffs. Oh, well, maybe next year for Minnesota. Okay, that sounds good. What about the Pacific Division? How are the Lakers doing in that division?
In the Pacific Division, the Phoenix Suns are on top with 6 wins, followed by the L.A. Clippers with 34 wins, and the L.A. Lakers have 32 wins. The Lakers are followed by the Golden State Warriors with 24 wins, and bringing up the rear, Sacramento Kings with 22 wins.
Everybody in that division has 20-plus wins, so that means everybody can qualify for the playoffs. All right, what about the Southwest Division? What's going on with the San Antonio Spurs and the Dallas Mavericks?
The Dallas Mavericks are on top with 28 wins, followed by Memphis with 26 wins. San Antonio has 24 wins. New Orleans has 22 wins. And Houston has 14 wins.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, Houston won't be in the playoffs, and that's a shame because Houston just got some good players. So I don't know if they're going to go on a winning streak or what, but we have to check them out and see. All right, what about the Eastern Division? Eastern Conference? What's going on in the Central Division with who is that? The Milwaukee Bucks?
In the Central Division, the Milwaukee Bucks are on top with 32 wins, followed by the Indiana Pacers with 23 wins. Chicago Bulls have 21 wins. Cleveland Cavaliers have 18 wins. And the Detroit Pistons have 15 wins.
Wow, Detroit isn't going to make the playoffs this year. That's really too bad. All right. Well, that's really interesting. Milwaukee Bucks are kind of running away with it. They're whooping on Indiana by almost 10 games. Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so let's go to the Atlantic Division. What's going on with the Brooklyn Nets? Are they still running the show? Or what's going on with the Philadelphia 76ers?
The Brooklyn Nets are on top with 36 wins, followed by the 76ers, who have 35 wins. Then it's the Boston Celtics, who have 26 wins. The New York Knicks have 25 wins, and the Toronto Raptors have 20 wins.
Wow, Toronto Raptors finally got that 20th win in. Okay. Well, it looks like the Atlantic Division may all qualify for the playoffs. All right. What about the Southeastern Division? What's going on with, say, the Miami Heat and the Charleston Hornets?
The Atlanta Hawks have 27 wins, followed by Charlotte and Miami, who both have 26 wins. Then it's the Washington Wizards with 18 wins, and bringing up the rear, Orlando Magic with 17 wins.
Orlando Magic looks like they won't make the playoffs unless they can get 20-plus wins, and Washington has made it to the 20-win list, but they're still way behind. So we'll have to wait and see what's going on. All right. Well, that's the breakdown for the NBA. That's what it looks like right now with the standings of the NBA. Hey, DJ Papa G, do you know what's going on with the NHL? Who's winning in the hockey?
I don't know, but I can take a look.
All right. Let's see what's happening with the Golden Knights.
All right. Well, so I can start off with the West Division. There's four divisions, Central, East, West, and North. Or Northwest, East, and Central. So
okay.
The Golden Knights are in the West Division, and it looks like the Avalanche is on top with 26 wins, followed by the Golden Knights, who have 25 wins, and this is in the West Division, followed by the Wild, 24 wins, the Coyotes have 19 wins, the Blues and the Sharks both have 17 wins, the Kings have 15 wins, and the Ducks have 12 wins.
Okay.
So,
how many
Golden
Knights,
number two in the West.
Okay. How many teams are in that division?
18.
Okay.
In each division, that's correct.
You said four divisions, and each division has 18?
Yeah, except the North Division only has 17.
Okay. So let's see, 8 and 8 and 8 is 24, and then 7 is 24 and 7 is 30. Oh, my math is bad. 24 and 7 is 30. 24 and 7 is 31. Yeah. Okay. So that's 31 teams playing in the NHL. All right. So what's another division in the NHL? Let's talk, do we have a Southwest Division or a Southeast Division?
No. There's East, West, North, and Central. And I read for you the West Division. In the Central Division, the Panthers are on top with 26 wins. And actually, it's a three-way tie. The Panthers, the Hurricanes, and the Lightning both have 26. All three have 26 wins. They're followed by the Predators from Nashville, who have 21 wins. Chicago Blackhawks have 18 wins. The Columbus Blue Jackets have 15 wins, followed by the Dallas Stars, who have 13 wins, and bringing up the rear, the Detroit Red Wings have 13 wins.
Okay. So we've heard from the West, and that was the East. So how about the South?
That was the Central Division. There is no South. There is an East and a North that we can go over. So let's go over the East Division. The tied for first, you have the Washington Capitals and the New York Islanders, both with 25 points, followed by Pittsburgh Penguins with 24 points. The Boston Bruins have 20 wins. I'm sorry, not points, but wins. The New York Rangers have 18 wins, as do the Philadelphia Flyers. They also have 18 wins. They're followed by the New Jersey Devils with 13 wins. And bringing up the rear, the Buffalo Sabres, who have 9 wins. And that is the East Division. So far we've done the Central Division, East Division, and the West Division. And what's left is the North Division.
Okay. So what's going on in the North?
On top in the North are the Toronto Maple Leafs with 27 wins, followed by the Edmonton Oilers, who have 24 wins. The Winnipeg Jets have 23 wins, followed by the Montreal Canadiens, who have 17 wins. They're followed by the Vancouver Canucks, who have 16 wins, as do the Calgary Flames. They also have 16 wins. And bringing up the rear, the Ottawa Senators with 13 wins.
Okay. Well, it sounds really interesting in the NHL. DJ Papa D, can you tell me how many games they play in hockey during the season? Let's find out a little information about the hockey season. Can you ask Google how many games they play?
Yeah, in a single season, each team will play. Normally, they play 82 games. However, in 2021, that has been whittled down to 56 games per team.
56 games, and one 56. Of the top teams, 56, yes, and one of the top teams has 26 wins, though, so they're basically halfway through the season so far. Is that correct?
They're a little bit more than halfway through the season, yeah. They have about 36 games under their belt. So if they're in a 56 game season, they're about a third of the way, two thirds of the way through.
Oh, okay. So the top team in the NHL, how many wins and how many losses do they have? Because I heard like 26 wins. But how many losses did that team have?
So the top team is actually in the North Division. It's the Maple Leafs, the Toronto Maple Leafs, and they have 27 wins and 10 losses. So they have 37 games under their belt. They're coming off of a five-game winning streak.
Oh, all right. Toronto Maple Leafs are leading the hockey division, huh? All right. Well, that's good. How about the Golden Knights? What place are they in hockey division? Looking at
The Golden Knights are in the West Division, and they're second in their division with 25 wins and 11 losses. And they are overall, overall, they are in the eighth place out of 31 teams.
They're in eighth place, and they got
that is correct.
Wow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the breakdown of NHL hockey. Just to let you know where our Golden Knights are standing, we're in eighth position in the NHL, and we're in third place in the Western Conference or the Western Division. Keep an eye on our Golden Knights, because if they win their division, they'll go to the playoffs, and we know we usually do well in the playoffs. Okay, DJ Papa D, thank you for the breakdown in the hockey. Looks like I got to learn the hockey teams now since we're going to talk NHL. I got to learn the names of the hockey teams and learn the cities that they represent. So we got to start doing hockey every day now so that I can learn the team. All right, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Before I left, I went to visit them in Cerritos, and I was walking around with the girls, and people were looking at us real funny and stuff. And it was great. We had a good time. And when I got ready to come home, I got in my car, was driving on the freeway, and I noticed my hood on my car started changing colors. And it went from being a beautiful gold color to start turning brown. And then it turned black. And then it turned gray, and I was like, hey, what's going on? So I pulled over on the side of the freeway, and I popped my hood, and the whole car caught fire. And my whole motor just started burning.
Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory Stories. Well, sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and listen as I have a good story to tell you that I recorded for your listening audience today. So DJ Papa D, play the recorded story, and then we'll play a song for our listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
everybody. I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I had the pleasure of having a classroom full of seniors. And the seniors would show up in class every day, and they were supposed to do oral presentations in my classroom. And it was really good because in my class, all I had to do was set up a video camera to videotape the oral presentation. The kids started ditching class because they're seniors. So the kids would ditch school. They would, some of them went out and got jobs, and I needed to find a way to keep the kids coming to school because the kids were ditching school, so they weren't showing up. So what I decided to do, we were going to do a fashion magazine. So I set up a photography studio in my classroom. And on days that we didn't have any presentations, after school, I would have the kids come to the class, and I would take their pictures. Well, and I had gone out at the school to lunch to watch some of the kids, watch the kids perform. I looked up and I saw the principal and the school police walking to the back of the school. And I know they didn't regularly walk that far because my classroom was in a bungalow at the end of the school. And the principal never walked that far. And he kept walking and walking. And the next thing I know, he walked in my classroom. And I said, oh, my God. I'm worried now because, see, I left a bunch of Mexicans in my class to watch the soccer match. And I'm thinking, oh, no, the principal's going to walk in and he's going to catch kids in there smoking weed. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to get in trouble because I'm not supervising these kids. So I walk down and I peek around the door to my classroom, and I see the principal going through my drawers. And I'm like, what's going on here? And he goes, I'm looking for the photos you took of the kids. And I'm like, really? Why do you want to see the photos? You know, we're getting ready to do a fashion magazine, and I took the pictures for the fashion magazine. He said, yes, I heard, but I also heard you've been taking naked pictures of the students. And I said, oh, come on now. How am I going to take naked pictures of the students in the classroom? And he said, yep, that's what I heard, so I'm coming to check the photos. And I said, all right, you want to see the photos? And I went out behind my classroom to my car that was parked, and I went in the trunk and I got my shoebox with all of the photos that I had taken of the kids. So I gave him the shoebox and he took it to his office. And then a student came from the office and said that they wanted me in the office because they wanted to discuss something with me. So I'm like, okay, I know what they want. And I walk up to the office, and I walk in, and the principal is sitting with the assistant principal. He has the director from public relations from the school district, some white guy I had never seen before. And then he has captain of the school police there. And I walk in, and he says, I wish I would have known that you were taking pictures of the kids in your classroom. I would have taken you to jail. And I looked at him and I said, really? I said, well, if you would have taken me to jail, I would have your job. And I threw down all the parent permission slips in front of him. And he looked, he was like, oh, I didn't know you had all this. So they're going through the pictures, and they excuse me. They tell me to go sit in the office. And so I'm sitting outside the office door, and they're going through the pictures and everything. And then the public relations guy walks out of the office, and he doesn't say anything to me. He just walks right by and keeps going. And I'm going, wow, that's strange. And then the police walks by me, and he doesn't say anything. He just leaves. And I go, wow, they're not saying anything. And then the assistant principal walks out, and she just smiles at me, and she keeps going. And I'm like, well, I knew she knew what was going on because I had given her a letter announcing that I was going to do this project for the students. So I'm talking, and I get up, and I go into the principal's office, and he's like, okay, you can go back to class. And I'm like, oh, right, okay. So he gives me my pictures back, and I go back to my classroom. Well, at the end of the year, I take my grade book, and I turn it in at the principal's office with my roll shoes and stuff. I walk into the principal's office, and I look up on his walls, and he has a picture of his football quarterback. The picture I took is blown up on his wall. And then he got the picture of his basketball players blown up on his wall, a picture that I took. And then he got the track team, the 4x4 girls relay team, which was the fastest relay team in the state. He got their picture blown up on the wall, a picture I took. And I'm looking and I'm like, you got all of my pictures on the wall. Who said you could have my pictures? He's like, well, I'm the principal at the school, and these are my students. So I thought it was okay if I put the pictures up on the wall. And I said, but you didn't even ask me if you could have my pictures. You were trying to send me to jail for taking naked pictures of the students, and you didn't find anything. But now you want to put my pictures on your wall. How about that? So I just walk out of the classroom, walk out of his office, and I go back to my classroom, and that's how I ended the day. That's the end of my story. Thank you for listening.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Girl,
all over the world. These money guys hold in all areas, though. These booty girls all over the world.
And one of them was fine. She was fine as a day long. I mean, she had fur boots on that went up to her thighs.
Stand up and jump. Stand up and jump. Big booty girls, tell them what it's all about. Back it on up, big booty girls. Back it on up, big booty girls. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls all over the world.
One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful.
Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it up, shake it down. Shake it, big booty girls all over town. Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Shake it, big booty girls, all day and all night.
She sat up the left.
Tim got a big old bud. Karen got a big old bud.
Quintina got a big old bud.
Lisa got a big old bud. George got a big old bud. Kathy got a big old bud. Cheryl got a big old bud.
Big booty girls run the world.
Kelly got a big old bud. Simone got a big old bud. April got a big old bud. Elaine got a big old bud. Michelle got a big old bud. Melinda got a big old bud. Monica got a big old bud. All my girls got big old bud.
Oh, wait. Yeah, wait. You're looking good to me. I like to say that. She had a big juicy move.
Brenda got a big old bud. Jeffrey got a big old bud. Alice got a big old bud. Janine got a big old bud. Sonya got a big old bud. Nadine got a big old bud. Martha got a big old bud.
Big booty girls run the world.
Bridget got a big old bud. Rose got a big old bud. Wendy got a big old bud. Renee got a big old bud. Diane got a big old bud. Mary got a big old bud. Francis got a big old bud.
All my girls got big old bud.
Big breath, big juicy booty, big legs, and a beautiful face.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world.
Big booty girls run the world. All my girls got big old butts.
Big booty girls all over the world.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366.
That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. I hope you enjoyed that story, because it was a very exciting story that I told you as I was teaching school in Compton, and I was doing something for the students to keep all of them in class, because after they did their presentations, they were no longer showing up in class. So that was my attempt at keeping them busy so that they would maintain attendance at school. Well, you have to listen to the rest of the story to see what actually happened to me as I was teaching at the school. But I finished the year. That's all you really need to know. And then next year I taught at a different school. So that's what happened. But we never did finish do the magazine. And that's what I'm disappointed about. I had all of those pictures I took for the kids at the prom and everything. And I didn't get to publish any of the pictures. So that was the big disappointment on my point, because I had the computer class was going to print the magazine, and we were going to sell subscriptions to the magazine to all the businesses in the city of Compton. So that was the original plan. But, well, if you call and you listen to the whole story, you'll see that I ran into some complications besides running into problems with the principal. So anyway, I won't tell you any more about that story. You have to call in and listen to the show, and you'll listen to what complications I ran into trying to do something for the kids at Compton Unified of Dominguez High School. So anyway, all right. Now I guess it's time for me to talk to my fan club members. Today is Thursday, and I got $50 to give away to my fan club members. So all I need the fan club members to do is call in to the radio show and tell me the name of, I think we're going to do a song today. Tell me the name of a song that DJ Papa D is going to play a shorty from the song. And I'm going to look for caller number 22. That's right. I want a lot of people to call in and see if they can guess the name of this song. But I want to get a lot of callers. That's why I'm going to caller 22. To see how many callers we can get that are actually listening to the radio show. So DJ Papa D, play the excerpt from the song, and we'll give them 5 minutes to call in and name the song. So DJ Papa D, play the clip from the song. And we'll be back for a song in a minute. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like the beat on that song. I remember that song a little bit. Yeah. All right. So you got 5 minutes to call in and tell us the name of that song. I'm looking for caller number 22. Lucky 22 to call in and tell us the name of the song, and they can win $50 cash money, because I'm getting money, and I'm giving away cash money to the caller that calls in within the five-minute time limit and is caller number 22. So DJ Papa D, play that clip again, so that everybody can get the groove and they can listen to the clip of the song. And then we'll be back for more. All right. That's a good clip, people. You should be able to figure the song out, because the name of the song comes within the next couple of minutes, the next couple of seconds of that song. So it should be easy for you to figure it out. All right, DJ Papa D, how about playing one of my songs? Let's see, which one haven't we heard in a long time? Going down the line. How about Candy? Play Candy. Yeah, I haven't heard that song in a while. Play Candy. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And these girls waving at me,
It's a candy. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dicks, you know it's a man. But you might be fucked. I'm Gene Money, the pimp dummy.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to gregory@bigmouthgvg@juno.com. That's bigmouthgvg@juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
All right, Las Vegas and everybody around the world. Well, fan club members, I'm disappointed. I didn't get a 20-second caller to call in and name the name of the song. I got some callers, but I'm still not getting a whole bunch of callers. I'm trying to get 22 people to call the radio station and tell me the name of the song. Still not up to 22 callers. We're starting to get callers, though, but we need to get 22 people to call in and try to name the name of the song. So until then, I will hold on to this $50. And I'll hold it until Monday's radio show when we try to name the name of a movie on Monday. So right now, I want DJ Papa D to play the song. I think it's a song by the Gap Band, or it's by... If it's not the Gap Band, it's by Parliament or something like that. I can't think. DJ Papa D, tell us the name of the song before you play it. And tell us who the singers of the group are.
The name of the song is Do It Fluid. And the name of the group is, no.
Not Parliament? Gap Band?
Not the Gap Band. They had another hit song called Rock Creek Park.
Oh, do it in the park. Do it after dark. Oh, yeah, Black Creek Park. Oh, yeah. I can't think of the name of the guy that was singing that song. What's his name? George Clinton. No, not George Clinton. It was... Who is that?
I'll let you listen. How about if I let you listen to the song and you can think about it while the song's playing?
Okay. I'll think about it. Because I know the name of the group you said is the one that did Rock Creek Park. So, okay, play the song, DJ Property, and let us think about who sang that song. And we'll be back from...
I like the ball.
Good. Rock Creek Park. Is that the name of the song? The group? Rock Creek Park. Do it in the park.
Same group sang Rock Creek Park. It's the Blackbirds.
Blackbirds. Donald Byrd and the Blackbirds. That's right. Yeah. All right. Yeah, good job. That's an old one for me. That goes way back, All right. Donald Byrd and the Blackbirds. Wow, that takes me way back. Okay, DJ Papa D. All right, well, I guess the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got places to go and people to see, don't you know? So, do I have any birthdays that I need to give a shout out to on the radio today? Because today is March 7th, so do we have any birthdays that I shout out since we got a time? Just a little clock on the wall says that's all, but I want to take a minute to shout out some birthdays. So do we have any birthdays to shout out? I got a lot of fan club members, so somebody has a birthday on March 7th.
We have quite a few birthdays to shout out today. Derek Moffitt Banks, who's looks like he's a Sigma out of I have no idea where. Ed Green's birthday is today. Marla Brennan has a birthday. Constance Grady Woodbury has a birthday today. Angelo Doc Stanton is 52 years old today. Kasim Hartman, who's a Q, has a birthday today. Christina Bolden White has a birthday today. Tavoris Johnson has a birthday. Shelly Christie is 65 years old today. Caleb Watson is 57. Vernon Coakley Jr. has a birthday today. Arthur L. Johnson Jr. Famika Edmond has a birthday. Quentin D. Watson is 48 years old. And last but not least, Carl Houston has a birthday today.
Dr. Jack's birthday is today, April 7th. Today is
April
7th. Today is April 8th.
April 8th.
Oh, he got made on his birthday. I didn't know that. Oh, I guess nobody on the chapter knew that because nobody ever said anything about him getting beat up on his birthday. We let him slide all of those years. Oh, man, Dr. Duff, you got away with murder. Oh, man, you had 12 brothers on your line. And if they had known today was your birthday, you would have got your butt kicked. I would have made sure of it. Because I was the dean. And I would have made sure they lit your butt up on your birthday. Oh, how about that? Carl, you got away with one, buddy. You got away with one for sure. On your birthday, because today is your anniversary. April 8th is your anniversary, your crossing date to be a Phi Beta Sigma fraternity man. All right, Dr. Duck, congratulations. I think you're about 60 right now. I think that's how old you are now. You're 60 years old. So that was 40 years you got away with it. Okay. Wait till I see you. I'm going to get some licks now. All right, Dr. Doug, happy birthday. And happy birthday to all the ladies and gentlemen that have birthdays today, all of the Greeks and the Swords, happy birthday to all of you. And even if you weren't Greek, if you're just a fan of G Money and my fan club, then happy birthday to you. All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you act like one too. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your day. Make sure you get some today because it's your birthday. And I mean get some cake. All right, until Monday, have a good weekend, people. I'm G Money, and I'm out of here, please. Play my song, DJ Papa D, so that we can pray to get rid of this virus. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice
and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I said, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
For you, some of our songs, 'cause we've been waiting.
was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
as far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Money too, and your friends are few, so you're